Synchronizing heart and mind to better ends requires inspiration, which is the stirring toward an elevated plane of feeling or action. Literally, to breathe in, inspiration breathes life into our aspirations. Art abets this enlightenment. Classical tragedy was a religious experience integral to Athenian identity. Audiences grieved together, providing cathartic reconciliation to the will of the gods through struggle. Poets exposed the immorality of the slave trade, and Conrad's Heart of Darkness shed light on the horrors of imperialism, ignored by multitudes of middle-class prudes who luxuriously benefited from it. Whether a film inspires tears, a poem ignites sensual rapture, or music religious ecstasy, art's power remains obvious. Live concerts provide communal enjoyment and occasional platforms for change. How else is aesthetic power over mind and heart wielded today? Books and films galvanize action and debate, but battles over our political affiliations or for our preferences in shampoo or cereal clamor most loudly. As with anything provocative, art can inspire hate, but it's easy to become passive vessels for ubiquitous entertainment and ready-made opinions. Not all of us are liberal arts students with opportunities to read and act together to improve our world. I often say we should read widely on our own, but that isn't enough. Find others to read with you, discuss, struggle, grow, and apply. I'm Bill Gann, and that's my perspective.